Hi, this is Steve Borsch from Innovate, and I'm on with Christopher Leon. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, and you're the director of the upcoming event, Mini WebCon, which is April 12th, and Minovate's very pleased to be there to cover it as a media group. But for those people that don't know some of the detail and background of Mini WebCon, why don't you tell us about what it is?
Great, and thanks for coming to help cover it, by the way. That's going to be wonderful. What you're going to be covering is a conference that started out as kind of a dream conference for us, for a smaller group of web designers here at the U. We had been meeting for months, tackling some problems together and sharing how to do things in better ways with each other. And we realized, you know, we could maybe take this to another level and not just help each other out, but help people from around the region and vice versa, to have them help us and just kind of broaden the discussion. And furthermore, we thought we would try to bring in some people at more of a national level to you know, kind of both generate buzz for the event and even bring the expertise to arguably a higher level.
Yep.
And so it was kind of just born of that idea that, you know, if we could make a conference, any kind of conference for ourselves, what would it be? And why don't we try to do that? And at one point we kind of dared each other to invite someone that we didn't even think would come. And that year it was Eric Meyer, who has authored a number of great references on web design and has a great an event apart conference series that is nationwide of his own with Jeffrey Zeldman. And so we invited Eric, you know, offered to pay for his time and travel and whatnot, and built a conference budget around just, you know, supporting the basic expenses of having someone like him come and thanking other people and renting the venue and obviously those types of things. And it worked the first time. So we thought, well, let's do it again, and then let's do it again. So this is the third time we're doing it. It is a conference that initially focused quite a bit on web design and web standards, but we have broadened things to include a fair amount of social media discussion and content. And actually, even starting last year, we're dealing with project management issues as well. So we kind of fancy ourselves as being a very holistic kind of conference. We deal with not just technical design issues and presentation level design issues, but, you know, what it takes to really work with clients, what it takes to get projects done, what kind of projects do people really need when they ask for a website or social media channels? Do they really know what they're asking for, and do we just deliver what they ask for, or do we, you know, what kind of conversations are required to figure out what clients really need, and how do you deliver it? And so it's really, we kind of like looking at the big picture, because that's what we feel like we deal with here on a day-to-day basis at the U, and we figure that we're not unique, that we deal, you know, that everyone deals with those issues in companies and organizations.
Well, and a lot of the people that I talked to last year, and I just want to mention one thing too about last year about Doc Searles and Bruce Schneier, but a lot of the people that I talked to last year are people who are charged with the responsibility of manifesting somebody's vision in an actual web asset of some kind, whether it's social media or a website or a blog or at some portion of a site and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so how do you take that and help them to mold, shape, and craft their vision so they fit into what's happening strategically on the web, and then make it a reality. And a lot of the sessions last year were absolutely focused on that. And I see the same thing there, but there's a little bit of a strategic flavor to things that I think are interesting. So, I mean, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and I'll put this in the post by the audio, but HTML5 essentials as one example. It's right. It's huge. I mean, everybody, it's on the lips of everybody now with the iPad coming out and Apple not supporting Flash in it. And everybody's talking HTML5. And then I see video on here, mobile apps with Bill Heyman. CSS3. I mean, so there's a lot of strategic level components to this that are really atypical, because a lot of these sorts of conferences are, here's a snapshot today. Here's what you need to think about today.
Yeah. Just to follow up on that, I think you're identifying a real sincere effort on our part to have some great, you know, here's where we are now, and this is more than just a snapshot. By attending the right mix of sessions in this event, I'm pretty confident that people are going to walk away and not just know how to build things perhaps better, but hopefully, if they aren't necessarily designers, but are, let's say, project managers or even higher up in organizations, I think there are parts of this conference that apply to them as well. I mean, looking at the keynote speakers, for example, Christina Helverson has been doing a lot of speaking after writing her book last year. And you know, it was kind of a short book and a quick read, and yet it was such a profound book for me to read. The idea that it's so easy to get caught up in some of the technology and focus on that, which is obviously very important, as you just confirmed. But gosh, what about the content that we're putting in the technology? And wait a minute, aren't we actually all publishers now that we have websites or social media channels? I mean, it's become so easy that we forget that we're actually publishing.
Oh my gosh.
And that publishing typically requires editing, yep. And publishing typically requires a publication calendar and strategy. And, you know, that's what magazines and newspapers do, and television stations. And whatever you want to look at in the media. But how many of us are really doing that well with websites, even though we're publishing?
You know, Chris, you just absolutely hit a hot button for me. So last year, I had the privilege of being able to interview Dries Butaert, who founded Drupal, for about 45 minutes. I did it on behalf of a client and posted it privately. And also listened to an hour-long talk from Matt Mullenweg of WordPress. And both of them positioned the future of their respective platforms by saying, you know what? We all are media companies, or we're all media centric, and you better start thinking about yourself in that vein, that we are all publishing. And so when you talk about content, I mean, I love this, the content strategy for the web, and I have not read the book. I'm assuming her talk is going to be really focused on that. But what do you deliver, and how do you deliver it? And how do you differentiate yourself from everybody else that's also doing that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I live with those questions day to day, to be honest. And I'm trying to leverage some of what I've read in that book myself already. Just because, you know, it's so easy for someone to say, gosh, we need to update this page with something, or let's create a new section in a website about this, A, B, or C, and you know, they email you some massive documents that you're supposed to craft into a nice website or section, and it's just, you quickly realize that, wow, some of this stuff isn't always edited for the web properly, or is this even current anymore, or, you know, there are some really big questions, and it's interesting that the content management people are raising the concern. And it's good that they are, because frankly, they're empowering people to do this even easier.
Right.
Are they not? And so the fact that you can create a beautiful WordPress site rather quickly, or in our case at the U, some of us are using Drupal, to do a wide range of things. And, you know, it's a big responsibility, really. And boy, you can install the software quick and just be flying. But yeah, you have to kind of throttle back and really, really look hard at these issues. And I think that's one thing we're really, this year, in fact, we might be kind of wrapping those issues together in probably the best way we have. And we're hoping that we're timely in that way. I think last year we were timely with, for example, Schneier's security-focused talk, which is just fabulous, and And Searle's, you know, covering the whole relationship issues between sites and visitors, and you know, are visitors just really users, or are they actually,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, his whole philosophical notion of what that means and
yep.
how you're working with entities and what you're sharing and what your rights should be. And it's fascinating. And I think that was timely for its time too. And hopefully we're taking advantage of a right, you know, a good confluence of ideas this year.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I want to make sure that we emphasize while we're chatting here. And so for anybody listening to this, the one thing that I gleaned last year out of this conference was almost everything that was discussed, presented, hallway conversations, and so on, was all about the meaning behind things. So rather than, hey, this is a cool new technology, let's explore it, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do with it. It's like, well, what does this really mean? And how would we use this to its best effect? And so when I see that Wendy Chisholm also here as a keynote speaker with Universal Design for Web Applications, her publication that she co-authored, it's to your point, since it is easier now than ever before to slap content and, you know, throw it up, most people forget about the context. They forget about the person that's coming in to consume that content. And how do you wrap context around it? And how do you visually present it so that it's easier for them? So you're not saying, okay, now first read these 47 paragraphs and then watch this video. So you're going to have to invest all this time. When you could go out and do a 2-minute screencast and save them 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm happy to see that you see some of the depth that I think we try to tackle, because I do think that if there's a common denominator, it is sort of the searching for the meaning and searching for the right reasons behind things. We try to shun actually things that are a bit too product focused or even a bit too, well, I don't know, like you identified HTML5 and video, and granted those are some specific technologies or applications, or even the video tag is a fairly new thing, and so that gets pretty specific. But even so, we're not just you know, we're not trying to teach you how to do the latest thing in Dreamweaver per se necessarily, although everything we do can help support that.
Right.
So we're really kind of platform and software independent or almost agnostic in a way. You know, we really embrace whatever people want to use, and we want to take the conversation to kind of a higher level and help people realize that in fact this is kind of a very much a professional grade job. You know, when you're working with websites, that's a word that we toss around on our site a bit, and it's not to be highbrow about it. It's to be to kind of add a bit of gravitas to the job that, you know, web monkey is kind of a term that embarrasses me.
Right.
That's the opposite direction that yep. we want to completely avoid. We're talking about the professionalism involved in making sites and publishing content and helping organizations be strategic. Even to the point that, you know, sometimes we joke about the classic tail wags dog situation, where as you're making a site, you're helping people make decisions about what they're actually doing offline. And, you know, sometimes that happens too. And sometimes it's not necessarily something to joke about. It's just it's what happens. You know, if web designers are even influencing what happens in organizations by helping people think things through as they communicate, think about the influence that has. It's not yep. just about the website. It's about everything.
Well, because it sparks, I mean, if you're going to have a conversation, if somebody says, well, we got to have a blog, and okay, so now you have a blog. Now who's going to actually write for it? And then what are the messages going to be? And then, oh, by the way, how transparent can we be? And all of a sudden you realize that that's going up the chain all the way to the chief counsel of the corporation, for example.
Yeah. I think that happens. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That's why I hope, you know, I hope people take, go back to work after this and really share what they learn and really apply what they have learned across their organization and carry it up the ladder when they can. And hopefully some of those people are also coming, and and some of the decision makers and maybe executive level people, they may very well be impressed by some of what they can learn at an event like this, because we
absolutely
and we deliberately give choices. You know, we have a three-track approach that isn't necessarily themed in a strict way. It's really just designed to give people choices, and it's sometimes a little frustrating to have to go to one session and miss another one, but we're very deliberate about that because we're not a multi-day conference. We're not trying to take up you know, part of a week, of an entire week for someone. We're trying to give people a lot of choice in one day. So people of all types who are interested in how to do things better on the web would probably and hopefully do find things that interest them at this conference.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I wanted to mention earlier about last year was I've been blogging since 2004 and following Doc Searles before that. And it was just, it was a delight to hear him speak. But then afterwards I walked out and there were some people sitting around, and one of the guys I knew, Garrick Van Buren, who was going to be speaking about the brave new world of web fonts, mm-hmm. And what's happening there, which I think is going to make a material difference going forward. But everybody's sitting by Doc. And I said, hey, do you guys mind if I join you? Sure. And I sat there and we talked for probably an hour. And it was fabulous. And Bruce Schneier was also very approachable. I mean, everybody that's there is willing to engage and to talk. And it's almost tough for me to really identify the specifics of what really makes this work and what makes it have a little more depth and texture than most conferences. Mm. But I like it a lot.
Well, I'm glad you touched on those issues, because I was really very pleasantly surprised and impressed by those things that I saw last year, too. Truly, the people who bring a lot of depth to it are just very accessible and were willing to hang out. And the fact that they did have those conversations and continue to go to sessions themselves, I thought was particularly impressive. I mean, I went to other sessions later where Doc Searles was there in the audience. He was attending, know, and I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was kind of a very nice endorsement. He could have just flown off and done something else later in the day for all we know, but he didn't do that.
Right.
And I should just add another thing that I think what also adds the depth is a really very careful and very deliberate planning process that, even though it's done mostly in volunteer time over lunches and coffee breaks and things, there's a very dedicated group of people who puts this on. The director hat that I wear, I deliberately use the word director with a lowercase d whenever I do use it, only because I think a conference needs a point of contact and it needs a director, so to speak. But the real directors of this are all listed on the about page of the conference. And they used to be all web staff here at the U. Some of them have actually moved on to some other jobs, but we've managed to retain their input. And so we actually have a mix now of university people and non-university people putting this on, which I think is great. It's evolving to be even a bit more of a community event, which I've always kind of envisioned it as a community event anyway. I mean, the U has a mission to make a lot of what it does community oriented, but But I think it's actually ratcheting up to be a bit more community driven, and we're always open to input. And I'm just it's so gratifying to have the wide range of input on all the big decisions when we're selecting keynotes and selecting speakers. And it's a great example of really leadership from the grassroots, truly coming together and making a great event that I think would never happen as successfully if it was just truly directed by one person trying to get it all done.
Well, I will have links to everything in the post, but it's Monday, April 12th. And you want to talk about timing? Starts at 7:45 to 8:30 is check-in.
Yeah, the schedule is on our site. We just hopefully finalized everything, but the important thing people should realize is we do have kind of an early check-in. It's because we need to get everyone through the door and right. Starting on time. So Christina Halvorsen goes on stage at 8:45 after a few opening comments. And then we have two breakout sessions after that, with each with three choices. And then we have lunch, which is included in the attendance fee. And then after that, we have some discussion sessions that are based on the unconference notion of not having as formal of a presentation. So we're going to have sessions about content management, project management, and social media after lunch, and then we'll have an afternoon keynote to kind of invigorate the afternoon and restore any momentum if we have any continued slowness after lunch. But then and then we wrap up with two more breakout sessions from at 3 and at 4 with three other choices each. So we wrap up by about 5 o'clock. People can get home on time, and or they can also go to the post-conference happy hour, which I believe we're having at Grumpy's on Washington Avenue this year, not too far from the Minneapolis side of the campus.
Yeah, great. Good, good, good. Well, this has been terrific. Chris, thanks for carving out the time today.
Well, thank you for calling. It's always great to reach a few new people with the information about this conference, and and I just really appreciate the publicity and the fact that you're helping to spread the word that it's a good event and a good investment of time if you're interested in these topics.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks much.
You're welcome.
We'll see you at the conference.
All right. See you then.